USA Radio News with John Hunt.
As Democratic candidates compete for the opportunity to take on President Donald Trump, the incumbent they hope to oust is more personally disliked than any of his recent predecessors, and half of the voters say they're very uncomfortable with the idea of his reelection. The electorate at large also expressed major doubts about some of the progressive policies being backed by candidates like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, and the party's more moderate frontrunner, Joe Biden, also faces many questions about his fitness to do the job. Those are the major findings in the latest release from the September NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, which also shows that 46% of Americans give Trump credit for what they call an improving economy, the highest share since the beginning of his presidency. The Democrats want a referendum on Trump. The GOP wants a comparative choice. And therein lies the rub, according to Democratic pollster Peter Hart. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Alabama's governor has announced she has cancer. Here's USA's Robin Walensky.
To Alabama now, where the Republican governor of the state, Kay Ivey, reveals she has lung cancer.
My team of doctors have assured me this treatment has a very high rate of success and will have a minimal impact on my schedule. Tomorrow morning, I will travel to UAB for an outpatient procedure, which will allow me to soon begin a series of specialized radiation treatments.
Governor Ivey turns 75 next month.
Protesters throughout Hong Kong threw gasoline bombs and police-fired tear gas in renewed clashes over anti-government grievances. Reporters saw at least one person arrested after violence erupted following an afternoon march by several thousand people in Tin Mien, a district northwest of the Chinese territory. Hong Kong is in the fourth month of violent protests that occur just about every weekend. They started with opposition to proposed extradition laws and have expanded to include demands for greater democracy. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Facebook announced it suspended tens of thousands of apps made by about 400 developers as part of the investigation following the Cambridge Analytica scandal. The announcement came the same day as unsealed legal documents in Massachusetts disclosed that Facebook had suspended 69,000 other apps. In the vast majority of these cases, however, the suspensions came not after any kind of serious investigation, but because app developers had failed to respond to email information requests. Starting in March of 2018, Facebook began looking into the apps that have access to users' data. The probe came after revelations that the data mining firm Cambridge Analytica used ill-gotten data from millions of Facebook users through the app, then used the data to try to influence U.S. elections. Facebook said its app investigation is ongoing, and it has currently looked at over a million apps so far. The days may be numbered for Senator Cory Booker's presidential campaign, as he must raise nearly $2 million in the next 10 days, or the candidate has no legitimate long-term path forward, according to his campaign manager, Adisu Demise. She warned that a weaker-than-expected fundraising drive in the early part of September, now the campaign needs to rake in another $1.7 to $2 million before the last day of the month. The next 10 days will determine whether Cory Booker can stay in this race. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.